and make it.
I am thine, O Lord. Hear thy voice.
Thy Lord.
For thy Lord. In the arms of closer. Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer.
Yeah.
Father. And we have ever come. Draw us. Your bosom. The depth of your love. Take us there in the name of Jesus. The inner chamber are revealed. Your presence. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Please be seated. The Lord bless you today again. We have been looking at our theme text, Mark chapter, and we spent time yesterday looking at the details and verse 14. But today, we will spend our time on verse 14 and we can read everything. Well, verse 14, verse 19. So, but let's read from verse 13 to verse 19. The mountain, whom he would, and he ordained 12. And that he might send and to have power and to cast out devils. Named Peter. He, John the brother, son of them, Bonajis, and Andrew and Philip. And Thomas, and Thaddeus, and Simon, Judas Iscariot, and they went into, may the Lord bless.
Even this afternoon, now yesterday, we said he is a call of the higher ground. It is a call to the man, not to him. Looking for one mountain or the other, we are called to deal with him. He said that call is a call for intimacy. Call a personal Christ in our lives.
John.
But with everything that God will depends on their response. They came unto him. You come, you have. Lord, I am coming. It's not equal to come. the promise to come is not equal. But we thank God that the Bible says, and they came to him. So this evening, we at what it would take to come to him. And what does God do? Come to be with him.
Two things that we're looking at tonight. What must I do to be able to come to be with him? And not to lose his presence again. And then what does God do to those that have come to be with him? Two legs that are failed to do what he wants to do in our life. And in order to approach powers to be with him. To see it here, we go back and call them. When he called them, what did they ask in order for them to come? So you are going to allow me all of that quickly. Trusting that God in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of Matthew, that was the first we saw him calling. Matthew chapter 4. To Matthew 4. From verse 17, verse 19, verse 20, verse 22, you will see a picture there. Let's read it. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. And he says unto them, follow me, and I will do what? I will make you fishers of men. And they straight away left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, brother, in a ship with mending their nets. He called them, and they left the ship and their father. What does it take to respond to the call to be with him? at it. Just saw them. Thing that I want to look at. When he saw them, they were busy. Were they busy? Nets. They were fishers. But Jesus saw them. Saw a material in them. A future in them. Fishing for fish in them. Saw a potential that Jesus saw people to turn their world upside down, but they are going to die by the riverside just catching fish. When Jesus saw them casting their nets, I imagine Jesus said, if I left these people, they would die here. But if I give them a space to come and be with me, something eternal, something global, something glorious will come out of their lives. Brothers and sisters, hear me very well. If God calls a man, it's because God has seen something. Something that even you yourself don't see about yourself. If God decides to set forth his hand and say, you come and be with me, it is because he who sees the end from the beginning saw your destiny. He saw that there's something in you that if it is given a space to be with him, something more glorious will come out of your life. I want you to note this, though, because that's the first issue. So I will say, people are busy. They are casting their nets. They are doing their business. And you came and look at them. And you interrupted them. So let's know the first word. It will take divine interruption to come. Oh my God. And those that God has great plans for them, he interrupts them. What do I mean by interruption? Interruption is what happens to you that you did not plan for. Something that stops what you were trying to do. Something else that is more important or more urgent has come. You were interrupted. Pray that God will interrupt somebody here. Your direction is not interrupted. Where you are going to. If God does not interrupt you, it's not a way forward. You are exhausted and you will be. Every natural man by God is on the path. Oh my God, you are not hearing me at all. Man, that God did not interrupt, allows him to continue doing what he is doing. That man will finish. cannot we reckon with him anymore because he is. But when God sees what you can become, there's a potential in this girl. There's a potential in this young man. There's a potential even in this that if his potential will waste away. He was used up. For interruption. But I call it divine interruption. Now permit me to help you see that quickly because I think I must note that before we can go ahead. You cannot become what you are supposed to become, which your potential could have made you become. For God to interrupt you. But every man that God interrupts them. Baba, stand up. What?
I was planning to become an actor.
He was going to be an accountant. So that here is a material. An instrument to change the world. Was it not an interruption? Everybody say, what is all this? An accountant, and he will be bringing money to our family. And he said, God has called him. There is no man and it is not an interruption. See, he's telling the story of his interruption now. That is it. Every man that will become something for heaven has to be interrupted. The reason is because the direction it is going, it is on the path of diminishing return. It will finish. But when God sees that, don't let him get finished before we arrest, direct him, before we reposition him, before we refocus him. He interrupts him. But you see, it's for divine reposition. For a divine, if I call it a son, but God gives you less than what you were planning to become before. So when God says this, cause the future he has for them, far, far, far greater than what by staying by the riverside. God will interrupt you here. There's something higher. There's something more powerful. There's something that God, that only God can make of.
is the Lord. What?
And he saw Peter doing what? Casting. Did you see the way my hand is going? Which is present continuous. You are casting. And before you will finish casting, follow me. He had not finished what he was doing before heaven interrupted him. His wife did not know that interruption will happen that day. His wife was waiting at home for that little pieces of fish that he normally brings for them to roast and see whether they can eat it. But because heaven saw, he saw an evangelist, he saw a man that will be of great influence for the whole world, he saw it in that Peter, wasting away by the riverside. And heaven interrupted, said, follow me. I imagine how when Peter finally went back to see his wife and told the wife, I'm sorry, as I was casting my net, hoping to catch some fish to come, I met him.
Change my direction. I met him who changed my life. I met him. He interrupted me, but this time must follow me. That was the beginning of what Peter became. Hallelujah. The one that was very touching to me. James and John, they were the sons of one man called Mr. Zebedee. They were born by the same woman. And they were with their father in the boat. Are we together? And what were they doing? They were mending their net. Again, did you see that they were still doing it? They have not finished. Baba Zebedee holding the net on this side. And John was doing what? Mending, because it was a tall. So it was time to mend it. And as they were mending, and the father said, yes, check this hole. They have made this one. Says, pull it so that I can see it. That's the discussion. They were walking, mending. Only for Jesus to pass by. He saw two young men who have an anointing like thunder. What were they doing with their thunder anointing? They were mending empty nets. They were pulling one string here, one string there, and yet, I know their father Zebedee did not see their future. Their father was only hoping that when I die, this boy will be mending them. Some of you think you have a good plan for your children. But all that you have in mind is to make them a duplicate of who you are. And who you are. What are you? What have you become? And God, he came about and he saw these two young men who are going to be like a thunder in the hand of God, who have capacity to cause things to happen. But they are wasting their lives. Mending. Jesus looked at him and said, follow me. There's something I want to make you wonder all these things that you're doing. And the Bible immediately they left their nets, their boats, and their father. That is more dangerous. Imagine that you went to the river. They were your partners in the business. And you were working with them, they were making the net. And this stranger met Jesus before. Met the stranger, and the stranger made place to your Jesus. Say, you follow me. There's something better. I will make you fisher. And James
and John, they heard immediately drop what they were doing and let their father in the boat. I don't know how to tell you, but I can imagine it. Their father must have opened his mouth and said, where are you going? Where are you going? He said, he called us. Call you for what? Say we should come and be with him. That we should follow him. He will make us something. Just like that. This Baba was standing there confused. Only to get home. He got home and met his wife. And the madam said, where are my boys? Where is James? Where is John? And look at how Zebedee said, now me in a sea trouble. We were in the boat together and we were mending the net because it tore. And you know, John was very meticulous in mending things. So I was holding on to side and James was holding on that side. Then this strange man, they called him Jesus. He had just arrived in our territory. Then he just saw my voice and said, follow me. And I was surprised. John just dropped the needle. And James dropped the net. Everything fell on my lap. And before I could lift up my eyes, they were gone. The madam said, you mean my boys are gone? Jesus. Do you know what happened to Mrs. Zebedee? She said, well, whatever took them, I must down. Also left and began to follow Jesus. Zebedee became a disciple. The mother of James and John was a disciple. Don't ask me where Mr. Zebedee is.
You didn't hear about him. Whether he was an entire majority, I don't understand. Sometimes, when God calls you to be with him, he may not be with the content of your father. Sometimes your parents cannot understand why you are becoming like this. And I know in those days, when God began to send revival, and young people were hearing the call of God. And they were leaving everything to follow Jesus. There was problem. Parents will come.
Fellowship. They come and beat their child. Go away from here. I told you not to be hearing this kind of message again. And the girl or the young man will just say, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to. And you know, they don't sing it like you are singing now. They will put one leg in front like this, the other leg. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. If no one joins me, see like. You say, look at him, look at him, look at him. You say, we didn't drink anything, we drank Jesus. Persecutions in those days. Parents were crying. What is the life of my child? You have confused my child. Because it is interruption. I'm still praying that something will happen again. But we begin many lives. So that they can become relevant in the purpose of God. Happen to them. And I want to inform you this all the time. The man that became, you remember Elisha? That prophet. He wasn't a prophet, though. What was he? He was a farmer. He did not know that concerning him. He did not know that God as a man that God wants to use to take over. Are you hearing me? He did not know he was just being was using yoke of oxen to farm. Would have been like modern day tractor. This man had 12 tractors working on his farm. He had employees
working for him. He himself was on number 12. There are other people that were driving the other tractors. They were very big. So suddenly, this strange Elijah was passing. And he saw him. Because then when you get to the corner of Ephraim, the bullet, you will see one man of Shaphat. The name is Elisha Shaphat. Yeah. I say change more. That's how they mention his name. There's one man called Elisha Shaphat. You will see him. Did you see the Bible use it? And he was plowing the yoke of us. That means he had not finished. I want you to hear me very well. He had not finished. When the Lord. But he was lying. Elisha just came and just cast his mantle on himself. And the man was doing. What is this?
What is this? So he left what he was doing and ran. Want to fell on me? He said, huh? What have I done to you? Go back again. By the time the man went back, he knew that God has called him with Elijah. So what did he do? He, you know, the yoke of oxen, the cattle he was using, and distributed it to him. And he used the rest meal. Are you getting me? And he said, Elisha Agricultural Company Limited is here. They say, what? But you are doing well. You are doing well. He called me. Of all the orders that we have, that you are going to give us 20 of the season, he said, sorry. To go and be with this man. Was with Elijah until the double portion. All of them. I don't know anyone that God called. You know what
you
said to me?
You don't want to be in my life. That's when it will be an unquenchable revival. We see it happening the way God has wanted. That's how you imagine. But now, continue on his farm. Is there anyone who died on his farm? Then, it was a farmer who farmed and died on his farm. If Peter had been meant to continue and he died, let me ask you, how many fishermen died and nobody? What is important about this? But because God, see how many years we have been talking and reading a fisherman whom God interrupted. For thousands of years, their names will not be forgotten. Are you hearing me? You will still see that Jerusalem, and the heavenly Jerusalem, it has 12 gates. And the 12 gates are named after the Jews. So when they say, are you coming through gate Peter, or gate James, or gate John? Why? As their name become immortalized, God interrupted. If God is going to, he must interrupt. If you are refusing to be interrupted, I dare to fade away. If God can bring me to nothingness, because you are looking young and you are beautiful and you are looking nice. I don't want any interruption. I tell you, 10 years time. In 10 years time, you will have reduced. All the yana around you will finish. And you will no longer be on the stage. But you will put aside. He said, when she is the sicko of it, you become a man. He will pay that ransom. Don't become anything. When he interrupted them, it was interruptions. He just said, the place I plan to do, as I heard the word of God that day, I couldn't do that again. Some interruptions are, some are very hard. There was this young woman. She was trying to marry somebody. We had money. They were standing. As she came to the community, she said, I don't like him for such meeting. I don't like it. Anyway, I'll just. Then she came with messages. Be not unequally yoked together with us. And the word of God could die. And cried and said, Lord, I am sorry. Only for 10, which is the young man said, he's finished. I heard two guys. I heard two guys. Boy, I used to kill. I keep me looking. There is a grace. It's finished. They have caught me. And they are not cast out. We can't cut it. We can't. We did not cut it. He called me. That's a better plan for my life. By the way, in our office. For you see the joy. God takes you to a higher level. God gives you something better than everything.
Drawing you to himself. But you say, not yet. There's a boy that I have appointment with. And I want to finish. Not knowing that that thing will finish. And there are so not knowing that it will finish. They are finished. They are blowing you. What again will it take? That God does not have to interrupt any man in order to was trying to become before. There is no has interrupted and he made it less than what he was. I told you about Elijah. If you look at it, Elijah is a big farmer. And God called him. And I now tell you, what is the farmer that Elijah was trying to be? But when God had finished doing what he wanted to do in his life,
a man that carried up portion of the mountain. Lands that have been barren for years, he will just come and say, I have healed this land for today, and that's the end of that. Women that are, will just say, bring the woman, and have babies. Elisha. Kings, they come to him and say, my father, kings. There was a time that the king of Syria had a meeting in his compound. Whenever a plan they were planning to attack Israel, they would finish their plan, everything, forever before they will know. It will have scattered because the people of Israel will have known. So one day this man stood and said, excuse me, who among God is the saboteur? Tell me, who among God that we are talking in my brain's chamber? How does the king of Israel get to know? And one of his servants, if I know us here, we are all here. We are loyal. In Israel. As a man who is there, as we are talking here now, that man's antenna, you hear everything we are saying. As you know, you used to. Even what we are discussing, before we finish our meeting, he has no longer decided. And they are all his disciples. You just call them and say, come. The king of Syria is that road now blocking here, do this here. They'll come at this time. In fact, they plan to arrive at 6 p.m. Details. That's why we can't conquer them. Then the king. The man said, unless we capture the man and finish him, you can't capture the man. They said, my father, the chariot of Israel, the fox men thereof. How can one? That's to show you what God is. He alone was an army. That's how they mobilized a battalion from Syria to go and bring him to come and catch only one. And then when they came, our brother Elisha, the young man that was living with him went out, whether to and what saw how the army of Syria surrounded them with guns. Hear that? Father, the hosts of Syria are here. They have surrounded the whole compound. Each of them have caught their gun. What are we going to do? Elisha laughed. Elisha said, there's no problem. He that is with us is greater than all of them. Baba, you don't
So he said, Father, God, open his eyes, I must. Suddenly, God, and he saw the host of heaven, chariots of fire. A chariot of fire all the way from heaven. As I came out. You don't want to be a man of God. And if I had lecture to become somebody, a man of God, how can I be less than any lecturer anyway? Are you understanding? I have raised all my students, many of them are professors. They are professors in different universities teaching. And if God is corrupting, are you understanding? How will He make me less than that? I'm not even ready. How can I do that? That's why, if God interrupts you, what lies ahead of you is great. So you like that, just walk that. He said, Father, give your eyes blind. But from now, see, I will tell you, give your eyes just blind. Go to commander, and God, people that came again with, they were all blind. So he said, yes. Gentlemen, who are you looking for? He said, we are looking for a man called Elisha. Elisha suffered. And he directed you here. He said, this is his house. We saw the room before we came. But as soon as you came, he didn't just begin plan. We are not to be ourselves. Oh, is that right? And you want to know where he is? Say yes, he can help us. Celebrate, raise yourself. The commander of the commander. And that's why they were following all like that. Until they got to the palace of the king. Looking to get the kingdom granted. When they enter the palace, he said, Father, when they are home, they say, ah, hey, they are not planning to come here. Arrested, arrested. Captain began to and Elisha, the king of No. You don't have to look in. Do that. Better eat. When you finish eating, then you are telling this story. And you made commander of commanders. Occasion, Syria. Never came to his heaven. Elisha was alive. No invasion can come to the land. Okay, to make it. It's because there's something higher. For many times, many of us can see. Many of you think because you're level 12. With government, no way. Heaven is saying, can I go? No, no, until I retire. I'm finished. If there's anything left, then you can come. No. When God wants to bring you to your reason for living, when He wants to make you what He made you to be originally, open your prepare you to enter your inheritance as he planned originally, he interrupts you. Interrupts you because what you are occupied with is nothing compared to what God plans to make of your life. So the Bible noted. And all of them, that's how you are interrupted. Many of you have read the book of Matthew. You have been reading the book of Matthew. The tax collector. He was sitting and he was collecting receipts. He was not chief collector and tax collector, just. And Jesus was passing. And said, look at him, man. Will affect the whole world. Just your tax receipt. Morning to night. 7 days a week. And then they will give you something to buy it, and the Lord will touch it. It's a material that will affect the world. If you don't interrupt it, he will die here. And then follow me. Matthew, stood up. I said, I'm following you. What is the reason? Where are you going? He said, he has come. Is that how you are going to finish this tax collection career? He said, what is it? He has called me for something higher than I'm going. And God helped him in Jesus. Can you imagine how many millions of people have read the book of Matthew? Do you know it is in Matthew that you get that very critical invitation to come unto me? All in that labor and ability. I don't know how many millions of souls have been brought to the kingdom of God just because of that one man. Talk less of all the other Sermon on the Mount that was Matthew that captured. All the other things that you will see throughout the book of Matthew. And I said, Lord, so a Matthew that will have died as a useless tax collector. See what he has now become in the hand of God. When we get to heaven, there is a gate. What did I call it? Is one of those foundation members of his building. Because it was interrupted. Can we talk about money? What is it? What are the words? Let's see. May the Lord interrupt. May the Lord be faith in what it should be. May God you to run up and down, run up and down. You are completely exhausted. Useless. You are not unable to do anything in you. Then you live and die. We must pray. God, whatever interrupts you, praise the Lord. So, I want to show you something. You will read a scripture now. Verse 45, verse 46. You can Matthew 13:44-45:46. Amen. It's like unto treasure hid in a field. He hides it. And for joy thereof, he goes and sells all that he buys and hid. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a matter. Who went in and what did he do? And bought it. I don't know. What caused a man to be with him? A church. It is an inexhaustible. You wish more than movies that is invaluable. It is. It is like a man found a treasure. What is it? And no one else will pick it. And with it for the joy. I found a treasure. What did God say? All that he had. Now I want to put two things in. For me to go through this. Our time is too short for you. He said for the job that he has found a treasure. What did he do? All that he had to. That's the businessman. All that he had. What do you think he had done? He said that everything he had to say is nothing compared. Everything he has sold, he will get them back. This man found a good bag of costly price. He went and sold all he had in order to buy it. It was a good business because he has found a treasure that is much more valuable than all that he had put together. Yes. Now, can I now put to you? Treasure that God is offering you, but I want you to follow me and be with me. All that you have. All that you have, you are not ready for it. The man that came any other evangelist, go and serve others. And we have treasure in heaven to make you generous. God will say that you have distributed treasure. And what cannot touch it. The Bible says the man, because he was great. The one who said he had great possession. For me, what I any of you that have possession that will not allow you to ask me. The reason is because what has possessed you to possess the treasure that God offers? And it will leave you, all of this thing will leave you. Still leave you empty, and then there will be nothing. But permit me to now tell you, I did not know how much of the treasure. You listened, he went and sold all that he had. You know, the Bible is very interesting to me. That is all that he had. That is all that he had. You are on level 5. It's not level 5. From his head to his toe. Back everything he had is not of the mommy. Are you understand? But now God said, you can have the treasure. What it will cost is what you have. All that you have. The woman that had only 2 families. That was all she brought. And she got the treasure. God is not asking you for what you don't have. Can I buy? Why? Because all it will cost is all that I have. Not more than it. You don't need to have big things. That's not what God is asking for. God is simply saying, can you bring all that you have? Then we give you all of the treasure. And I was asking myself, what actually do I have? What have I that God has now offered me a treasure that is all over the world? You know, oh my God. Sometimes I just sit and think. Who bought me? When my father died, what did I get? I got a pair of no land, no that I'll call mine. And if God did not interrupt me, you will not even hear about it.
hands.
That I say I will get. Perhaps the one of the roots are very big. That's why they have been very nice in your body. But so is it anyway. But protect a man that hath not, and he said, all that we need from you. How much is my all? I surrender all. And yet, all that God needs is all that you have. Not what you don't have. I must see myself. A custodian of the word of God. I will be sitting. You know, sometimes I just sit in the airport where I was trying to catch a flight. I'm just sitting there. Then he will do that. Then he said, son, you don't understand me. Said, you don't do that. I said, yes, I don't know. You said, I cannot forget. I've been looking for where I see me. And I found you here. And then I'm sitting next to God. What am I giving God to deserve all of that? Who am I that God? You see, I see here, there's nowhere or anywhere in the world that can understand it. No way. Where you think nobody has. You see, we heard your message. And I changed. I tried to run away with my best. So we went far away to Cyprus. So just I thought that's a free place right now. Just not expecting that anybody would be in that far away country. Then somebody just telling my wife says it's a problem. And then he just came and said, oh, what are you? Praise God. I was in the university. Give my life to Christ. You pray, and your prayer was what brought me up here. I connected to you as if God just brought you. It's not God. I pray. What is nothing compared with the treasure? But if you will not surrender all to God, into your lives. Glorious robes of glory. What kind of? What kind of? Go and sell all that you have. Ask yourself, what are the things? How much I owe? I give it to God. That is uncountable. If you don't give it to God, and when Satan grabs something from a man, he doesn't give it to God. A genuine revival that God not only directs, He asks you to. He asks you to give up your life and say, Lord, be a young man. What a privilege. Before you will marry a wrong man, then what will happen to you? God said, let's go and bring him. And God said, don't have a house. You don't have anything. God will give you your portmanteau. That's all. Make you small. Great in his hand. So in matter, Peter said, Lord, let's read. You ask me to check that, and then I'll go back to where I'm going to go. Mark chapter 10, are you there? Can you please go to 29 and 30? Has disqualified himself and went away sorrowfully. And asked, said, began to say to him, oh, and I followed him. Lord, we have followed you. He says, Jesus answered us. He verily answered unto me. That has let her of this or mother or wife or land for myself. But a child I hope you know the word child. It shall receive an when now in this a hundredfold of houses and sisters and mothers. We persecution come in another. Do that. Ask. Give anything that God will.
How does this happen?
Hundredfold lands of houses. Of sisters. Are you hearing me? Strength and land will become eternal land. Because God has said, what? Did you say that? What is the reason? that became anything for God? What did they? But I was trying to find out what is their all. Remember that I said, we are let all. What all? What all? Amen. That's all you meant. But still walk okay. Sit your God in his life. Share everybody. Peter went to a house and it's and everyone was trying to watch showing him clothes. Where did you lay out? And pray the kind of prayer that he saw Jesus when he said that. And the woman as he handed him, give her food. That's what a Christian man became. Because he left what? Oh, what is all that he left? His self. That's whatever your all, whether it is or small, is enough to back the church. And if you thought, you have so much, so much. So this evening, I'm now going to those that agree to be interrupted, those that let their all, those that follow me, what did you do to them? What did he do to them? And I started talking about what he did to them. But the first thing I did to them, he did to them his attention. Jesus focused his attention on them. You will notice that in 19 of Mark, chapter 3, verse 19, the Bible said, and they went. They went into an house, struck them into intimacy. He brought them into an intimate relationship. I can spend all the time talking about that, but I will not wait there. I just want to tell you that what did he do to them? He gave them his attention. In your Bible, for example, go to chapter 4. Let me show you something quickly. Just because I'm praying. If we say, Lord, I will be this, I will be this, but I'm hearing you. Let me not keep drinking as if I know where I'm going. Let me give God a chance. That is some of you, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Instead of sweating, give God a chance. Tell God, Lord, I will not talk with you again. I will give you my life. I want to give you my space. Something out of me, what you have been wanting me to be.
Interruption, not to it. In verse 10 of chapter 4,
the Bible said, when he was alone, are you there? When he was alone, they that were about him with the 12, they asked of him a parable. Did you see that? Jesus finished preaching public. was talking Bible to everybody. But when he was alone, the disciples, they had the privilege of coming to him and said, "Sir, what you are saying to this man, what do you mean? What do you mean, sir?" That's an invaluable opportunity. Sometimes things that I have seen that are very great, invaluable opportunities, men wouldn't see it. I found that it's a great opportunity to have access to Jesus, access to his wisdom, access to his presence, access to him. Look at what chapter 10 is what we are reading. I mean, chapter 4 and verse 10. And he said to them in verse 11, "Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, and at any time they should be and their sins should be forgiven them." And he said to them, "Know you not this parable? How then will you understand?" He has explained to them. Confused. He will call me after. The secret things of God. He wants to those who fear to be a man. Yesterday, I want to be my friend. What is number two? He to the word of God. Do you know why he was doing that? He wanted to. If I want to. The majority of the teachings of Jesus, it was these people and God to be open himself to them. Sometimes it's just for your so close. That the secret things that others are not. If they are spending about what it means to be with him. People in government, they don't take it light. Allows you to be with him. In fact, you will become the envy of the city. One talks with all the time. You want something. Now it's good to them. He gives them private tutelage because they are content. But permit me to say, all of this, it was. And so by and he's talking and standing up, and he speak once, and 3,000 were crying. And then. And he went somewhere and he shadow was cast on And Paul came in Ephesus. This is a man that was confused, going up and down. And we are talking about this people today because they allow God to use them. Tonight, He sat on their lives until they became what they were to be. In fact, Jesus, when He was going, said, "I've given them and the glory You gave me, what You gave me, I gave them." And what's more, I said, anything you ask in My name is done. On your behalf tonight, maybe some of you did not plan. Maybe you thought and you did not know that God was going to come. Maybe as a young sister, you have thought, "Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing here, I'm doing here, I'm doing here." In your heart, and let your heart start. A treasure is offered to you now. My mind continues to go back. I knew my mind was just going back. I said, "God, when You called me and You offered this to me, if I had a need, what would I have?" People said, "If you follow Jesus, put it on my hands." And yes, you know this song I sing. "You take the woman and give me Jesus. You take the woman. You take the world and I'm satisfied. Oh yes, I'm satisfied." And people say, "Look at this madness with religion." That's what he said to your man. The religion. Look at that, he come and see this mad boss. They said that time will be waka, 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 the waka, for this, we give our life to Him. We pray. Am I a water water? No. If I didn't do this, what would I have got? I think they need to start. I have a roommate. This roommate hated Christ. He hated our fellowship. When I need them to pray, by my bed, not by his bed, though I have my bed, he has his own bed. But he just annoys that I'm needing them to pray to have my fire. Then he will come with his knee like this. "Take care! You are not here to pray. This is my faith now. So I will make life difficult for you this. Don't bring this lesson here. And if it doesn't do that, he had one very big disco machine, disco, cassette, when he put it on, everything just vibrated. Check. And then, you see, the room is vibrating. I want to pray. I can't pray. Because this thing is for Jesus.
Come on, final one, then I can.
This thing is for Jesus. We did. I'm preaching is not the new business of this Holy God. If I bring any combat in my room to talk to him, I want to go and say, directly, excuse us. Maybe you can't enter here because this is mentioned. He said, no. So one day, after many years, we have finished university, we have gone our different ways, and thought he has also become something. So I went to the city where he was to preach. I didn't know he was there. But then, as there were three announcements of the city, he had to leave coming from Coco to take this message to the television. We are on radio, we are putting posters here and there. We have to, that's my roommate. So curiosity. Not that he wanted to come for the meeting, just curiosity. To go and see his roommate that everyone about. So he came and sat at the back like that, just waiting to see. His roommate. And you know, as a preacher, I didn't see him first. I was just preaching my own preaching. And then, suddenly, when your uncle was deep, I saw my roommate coming out. I almost called him by his name, but I said, no. The ushers were ushering me away. He said, no, man of God, you can't touch me. I said, this is my own way. It's my own way. It's no man of God, it's my own way. He said, sir, there's nobody who said it was your own way. I said, yes. I want to see him. I want to see him. He said, then when we watched him, and I saw him and called him. Then, because they believe. Is this what you are planning to become? Obviously, I was in your hands. So, this is what you plan to become. Everybody is talking about you now. Then you started telling me stuff. Let's try. I have money to work, not on medicine. See, you know, the girl used to call. She hit at me. She didn't love you. Maria, the one that I'm trying to love. It's not my wife, it's just everything is happening. I have two children, but they don't. What was the first time before? Because I was. Because my wife went to this meeting. I said, here you meet. You know, because cat. Oh, you know it's my roommate. My roommate. I would say yes. I said, madam, that's my name. That's my name. So we prayed. Channel the say, well, is it not too late for me? We have to start from the beginning. We shall listen to you that time. And I will have been something now. I said, well, you didn't listen. Now we should. My friends, what a privilege for God to encounter you. Now that you have time, now that you are young, now that you are for you to see what is my all that I'm holding. What am I that I'm afraid to give you? That I'm having that will make me miss the treasure. Access. Access, not just access. When the access is important, but access. Access to God. Access to everything God. Everywhere we are standing, those that are sitting outside, the Lord saw you. He has seen what you want to interrupt you. If he lifts you down and your ears are ticking up. I wonder if we saw that they are empty. Very smart. You I have heard your voice. And but I long to rise. Who's that wrong? That's our prayer at the beginning. I have heard you talking to me. I can't run away from your heart. I'm talking to them again now after many years. Confronted you where you were second. You remember I was seeing you when you were in the university. You remember God married a message to you for this. It's coming to you again. I don't know when that the next one will come. And when we pray, we will say, I have heard your voice. Talk to me. But I long to rise. And the God of you that desire that God talks you out this way. Even if God was. Even if God must change what you are doing, change your life. Give you that peace. And you hear this voice say, "Harden not your heart." 40 years. 40 solid years. So they were going around and around, they were doing it over and over and don't let disobedience or useless glory and lands to you. Congratulations. I take one to your life today. Are they not yours? To walk. Thank you for the opportunity of being for guiding us from different parts of the city. Because two people, all the people you saw and something in them. You saw a future for them. You saw a glory for them. You didn't come in. You are saying, my son, follow me and make it. Stop struggling. Stop being disappointed. Stop fighting. Let me have my way with you. The future that God has for you is more than what you are thinking. It's more than where you are going. And where you are going is a way down. Let the Lord help you. As we pray now, Father, have your way. Say, I surrender. Lord, as you say, we surrender. We even look at what is our all. What all is not compared with the treasure. Then you say, what is sufficient to buy it. Lord, let us pray. Please move in this thing. And this is the last night. Some may not be here with us tomorrow morning for church. But this night, God, do something for our lives. Please now, Father, open up for yourself. And that song is going on. And the organist is everywhere. I want to stand in the arms of faith. Because I'm hearing from the air. This meeting was from me. This night, Lord, he tackled you to my mother's tackle with me. And he said, I'm finished. Because if it was finished, he would interrupt it and we can see. Do something with your lives. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, please go from the gather, under the canopy, outside, every section of the sanctuary. The protocols, even the security that are standing there, do something that will be colossal. Do something that every family will say, oh, okay. He narrated yourself. Young ladies who are about to make this thing of their lives. And to be narrated by you tonight for their own good, not by your way. Young men that thought, oh, I will just get that visa, just travel there, just do that. Your growth is in me. Don't help them to say yes to you tonight. So that's your tongue. We take that song. We just sing this song 3 times. Chorus. And all those that are saying yes to God. For some of us, God just wants to. And you're not acting because God. God is touching you tonight. Yes, saying, don't have your way tonight. Make a decision. But that decision is not in the right direction. For peace, for it. Let me redirect your life. You are hearing the Lord. You will respond to God tonight. You will first of all start. And then all those that are saying, they are saying, yes, Lord, I want to buy that. I want to buy it. I want to buy it. This treasure, don't let it pass me by tonight. It will lift up your right hand. Say, Lord, don't count me with it. Shall we all rise? Let's pray together. In the heart of faith and the truth of
came to that. Moses came to that. Paul came to that. Even Thomas. Whether we do this at a very bad point of front, at stand or quiet, or anywhere we find ourselves, it's just a process. It's for your life. It's for your life. It's for what I want to do with you that I have come to do.
I am thine, O Lord. What I know,
thank you.